Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Could it be? Is it possible? Is it already the end of another work week? This is another week that, from my perspective anyway, flew by. The weekend is now upon us, and for many of us, that's a great thing. For others who have to work the weekend, that is most likely not much fun. However this broadcast and podcast finds you, I trust you will take heart in this. God loves us, and we can always turn and run to Him. Let's finish this week strong in Genesis 3, verse 10. If you have been with us, then you will remember that thus far I have shared with you two observations. And the first observation I have made is the radical difference between Adam's relationship with God prior to this verse and then Adam's relationship to God in this verse. We discuss the vast difference. Then we moved on to a second observation. In this 10th verse, we find that Adam was more concerned about the consequences of his sin than he was the sin itself. The first man was concerned about the consequences of what he had done, rather than to be concerned with the fact that he had intentionally sinned against the living God. Today I want to share with you my third observation of Genesis 3, verse 10. It is this. Adam teaches us that sin affects all of the human body. Sin dominates man and woman, and sin dominates every part of us. Our sin reaches into every nook and cranny of our being, yes. Specifically, let's notice that Adam emphasizes his nakedness, that is, his physical body. Scripture speaks of our bodies as our mortal body. Mortal means subject to death. And we know that our bodies are mortal. Everyone will die. No matter how strong the physical body is, eventually death will bring it down. The wages of sin is death. Spiritual death, yes, and also physical, bodily death. But remember that prior to his sin, Adam did not have a mortal body, but an immortal body. He was not subject to death because he had no sin. However, as soon as Adam sinned, then he became immediately subject to death, and his body changed from being immortal to mortal. And we know from the Bible that Adam experienced an immediate spiritual death, the separation from God this verse reflects, and also that Adam experienced physical bodily death. Listen to Genesis chapter 5, verse 5. Genesis 5, 5 says, "So all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died." Sin affects all of our mortal body. I'd like you to listen to a verse the Apostle Paul writes to the Christian people over in the New Testament book of Romans at chapter 6 and verse 12. This is the apostle writing to the Romans, and he says, Romans 6:12, "Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its lusts." According to Paul, sin can reign in our mortal bodies. Sin can be king of our bodies. Sin can be queen of our bodies. And when we allow for sin to rule us, then we obey our lusts. We do what King Sin and Queen Sin command of us. And we give in to our lusts. What are lusts? Those are the sins we are passionate about, the sins we long for, the sins we strongly desire. We have an inordinate desire for them. When sin reigns where? When sin reigns in the mortal body, then we obey its lusts. We eagerly do what the lust calls for us to do, and all of this starts in the mind, which is part of the mortal body. Our minds are a part of our mortal bodies. What are you thinking about today? If you answer honestly, then you will have a good indication of whether or not sin reigns within you. The same is true of me and of everyone. Now, maybe I have caught you when you were having many holy thoughts. Well, that is great. This is, after all, a period of time in which we hear the Word of God. The Bible triggers holy thinking. Maybe the better question is, where has your mind been? And where will it go after we are done here? Adam's and Eve's sin began in the mind, in the part of the mortal body that thinks. The same is true of us. That's why, to overcome sin, we engage in a battle of the mind. But when we lose that battle, sin travels quickly from the mind throughout the rest of the mortal body. So we have the sins of the tongue, the sins of the eyes, the sins of the ears, the sins of the hands, the sins of the feet, the sins of the stomach, and of course the sins of the sex organs. When we talk about lust, we almost always automatically think of sex, but there is far more to lust than sex. When we stop to think about this, and I ask you to consider this more on the weekend, when we pause and consider this, does not it amaze us just how dominant sin in the body is? I am on the record already as believing that a majority of us underestimate sin and the effect it has on us and the people around us. And yet, I am aware that some people think I spend way too much time talking about and dealing with sin here on God Is. It is not a good way to boost the number of people listening to you, one person said to me. Hey, it may even be that you would prefer we get out of Genesis 3 because Genesis 3 is largely about sin, and you are sick of hearing it. But we talk about it because the Bible talks about it. All of us are sinners, and the only remedy for sin is the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible is all about the God-man Jesus. If we are going to work with the Bible every day, then we are going to talk about evil and sin and how Jesus has overcome them both for us. We talk about the very bad news of the first Adam's sin, but we also talk about the very good news of Christ, the last Adam, his righteousness given for us on his cross. Speaking of which, I want to share a little more of the book of Romans with you now. What follows is a message for both those of us who are Christians and those of us who are not. Here, the Apostle Paul teaches us a great lesson about what Christ can do for us, about what Christ does do for us. This is exactly what Adam and Eve needed and what we need as we consider the awful plague that sin is within our mortal bodies. But just before I read more in Romans 6, it is important you know this was written to believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Christians in ancient Rome received and read Paul's letter. So those of you tuning in now who are not Christian, think of this as what can be descriptive of you if you too will believe in Christ. I'll pick up the reading at verse 11 of Romans 6 and read all the way down to verse 14. Here is good news. Even so, consider yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its lusts. And do not go on presenting the members of your body to sin as instruments of unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not be master over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. Romans 6, verses 11 through 14. The wonderful message of these verses is that it does not have to be that sin reigns in our mortal bodies. Separate and apart from Jesus Christ, yes, sin will reign and rule people. We see that just by a casual observation of how men and women live. But in Christ, look what happens. Verse 11, the Lord's people are dead to sin because we are alive to God in Christ. Sin in the mortal body makes us dead to God, but when Christ removes sin in the mortal body, we become alive to God. Verse 12 we have already looked at. We do not let sin reign in us so that we obey its lust. Instead, verse 13, we change. Through the power of Christ in us, we present the members of our body, our minds, our eyes, our ears, our hands and feet, our tongues, our sex organs. We present these members as instruments of righteousness to God rather than as instruments of unrighteousness. We are those alive from the dead. Christ has resurrected us to life, and so we no longer sin with the members of our mortal bodies. And then, I love the beginning of verse 14, "For sin shall not be master over you." That is quite a statement. Sin shall not be master over you. Do you ever feel that sin has mastered you? It has overcome you? That is what Adam and Eve experienced in the Garden in Eden, and they immediately required what we require, the power of God over sin, who is Christ Jesus. Adam teaches us that sin affects all of the human body, but Jesus teaches us that his righteousness overcomes the effects of sin. Then he dominates all of the human body. We embrace Christ and our mortal bodies become immortal bodies. We say it again, we embrace Christ and our mortal bodies become immortal bodies. Quickly, listen to 1 Corinthians 15, where Paul says that in Christ our mortal bodies will become immortal. He writes, "For this perishable must put on the imperishable, and this mortal must put on immortality. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through Jesus Christ, our Lord." You can read that in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 53 and following. The mortal body becomes immortal in Christ. Join me again on Monday for God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.